This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Nutrition and Weight Management channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Melanie White, director at Downsize Me. Melanie is a certified health and wellness coach who helps people to eat better, think differently, and feel great. You got to love all that. And Melanie, we welcome you back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here today.
Yeah, so tell us, why is it that so many people seem to get middle age spread? Get into that for starters to kick things off.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, actually. And unfortunately, after the age of 40, many of the hormonal systems in our bodies change, and particularly in relation to middle age spread. We see changes in our stress hormones, which naturally increase, the anti-stress hormones naturally decrease, and our blood sugar hormones naturally change. And all of those changes lead to middle age spread, or a spare tire around the middle, as you might know it. And there are other symptoms that accompany that, such as sugar cravings, tiredness, poor sleep, and feeling anxious.
And how do stress hormones cause middle age spread?
It actually goes back to primitive times when stress caused our body to collect fat around the middle in the belly area so that we could access that fat when food was scarce. It was pretty much a survival mechanism. But these days, of course, there are plenty of things that cause us stress, but not really many periods where food is scarce. So while we actually don't need to store fat anymore around the middle, our body is wired to do it. And add that to your natural decline in anti-stress hormones, and you can see how the spare tire forms.
Quite interesting. Now, what sorts of things cause this stress that you're talking about?
Well, when most people hear the word stress, they think of arguments and conflicts, and that's definitely a type of stress. But there are also a lot of other things that cause stress in your body, like processed food and environmental toxins, chemicals, artificial additives, extreme exertion, and especially these days, the blue light from mobile devices like phones and tablets. All of those things increase stress hormones and can lead to what I'd call a stress belly. And in addition to that, stress drives you to crave sugar, starch, fat, salt, alcohol, and caffeine. And they, unfortunately, are all things that can cause you to gain more weight.
Today, once again, we are joined by Melanie White, director at Downsize Me. Melanie is a certified health and wellness coach who helps people to eat better, think differently, and feel great here on eHealth Radio's nutrition and weight management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, continuing on, how do blood sugar hormones cause this middle age spread that we certainly don't want?
Well, your body naturally manages sugars and processed carbohydrates that you eat with the help of a hormone called insulin. And, you know, of course, too many calories from those things can make you fat. But after the age of 40, there's actually a double whammy because your body's insulin levels change. That hormone becomes less effective and you can't deal with the sugar and carbohydrate load so well. And that means that your body stores what it can't cope with as fat around the middle much more easily.
Lastly, what are your three tips that you could share to help people to reduce their spare tire?
Yeah, there are actually three really simple ways that people can reduce middle-age spread. And the first one is to find ways to manage stress. And some of the examples of things that work really well include moderate exercise, meditation, listening to music, or walking in nature, being on the beach or in the forest. And, of course, switching off mobile phones, tablets and computers after 6 p.m. can really help just to reduce that blue light exposure. Number two is to reduce the total amount of carbohydrate and sugars that you eat, maybe just to 2 to 3 servings per day, with a serving being a small handful. That can really help too. And, of course, choosing carbohydrates mostly from vegetables, legumes and fruits can be useful as well. And the last point, I think, is being active. This really helps to reduce stress hormones and to manage insulin better. So those two hormones are better regulated by exercise. And, of course, exercise burns excess calories. So if you could do a 30 to 60 minute brisk walk on at least 5 days a week, that's a great way to help you get the spare tire under control.
Certainly some good news in all regards. Where can listeners find more information on you, your coaching services, and how could they be best in touch with you as well?
Probably the best way to get in touch with me is via the website www.downsizeme.net.au. There's a blog on there and there's lots of information and a contact form.
Well, Melanie, we want to thank you for stopping by once again to be with us here on eHealth Radio, and let's do this again.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Melanie White, director at Downsize Me. Melanie is a certified health and wellness coach who helps people to eat better, think differently, and feel great. And for more information and for contact, simply visit downsizeme.net.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Weight Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.